Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Wheat and corn futures both closed strong into the close today. Soybean futures were down 5 to 7 cents at the end. We were driven today mainly by a wheat short covering rally. December Kansas City wheat made the highest prices we've seen in about 2.5 months. The same could be said about the Chicago wheat. Demand is coming from China here, as China is in here buying grains. And there's talk that their domestic prices for wheat is at a record high. And so that keeps our exporters here in the U.S. happy, and that's driving up prices a little bit. The funds have been net short here, wheat at record levels. And as they cover that short position, that drives prices up. There's also a lot of talk on the technical analyst side of things that we're making a long-term bottom here as we make 2.5 month highs. There's also some talk here regarding the USDA and the government shutdown. Some of the departments at the USDA are considered non-essential, and so the NAS and some of the other departments could be shut down or at least delayed, and that could affect the October 11th government report on the grains. And if that happens, we could be delayed a few days on that. But we shouldn't worry about something that hadn't happened yet, and we'll keep our ear to the ground regarding that.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, what other news were the traders looking at today?
We had an export sales report this morning, which was a bit bullish for beans despite the sell-off, and neutral for the wheat and corn. Wheat export sales were 23 million bushels. The total commitment this year is 650 million. Last year at this time, we were at 469 million, so really good progress this year. The USDA is calling for 1,100 for the year, and that's about 93 more than we had last year. Corn exports were 25 million bushels. Total commitments for the year, 546, and that's about 150 million more than where we were last year at this time. And they're calling for a big total for the year of 1,225 million bushels. Last year we only did 735, so it's a big jump. Soybean exports this morning were a huge number at 103 million bushels. China was again the biggest buyer, which they have been the biggest buyer for quite some time. But this year, up to this point of the marketing year, we're at 944 million bushels. Last year, we were at 815. The USDA is calling for 1,370 million total. Last year, we did 1,315. So the export sales shows that as soybean prices have come down roughly a dollar off of their high, that the export market has really picked up, and demand is really strong here for the United States soybean crop.
And your phone number, Justin?
877-431-9805.
That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping our closing numbers today.
October live cattle were up 15 cents at 127.70. September feeders up 87 at 159.55. October lean hogs today were down 90 cents at 92.80. In our grain markets, Kansas City December wheat was up 9 cents at 727 and a quarter. Chicago December corn up 2 cents at 456 and three quarters. And November soybeans were down a nickel at 13.16 and three quarters. In the cotton markets, October cotton was up 77 points at 84.50 cents per pound.
That's your futures market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.